With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The trade agreement just signed with Japan is getting a lot of praise from producers in the U.S., including many Northwest tree fruit growers. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says it's fantastic news and necessary, but for some growers, the devil can be in the details.
A free trade agreement is great, and I'm certain it's going to help agriculture in the United States, but one of the things that's always in the details is what are the phytosanitary restrictions, and Japan is quite famous for having very stringent phytosanitary restrictions.
And Thurlby says that's why it's a great deal overall, but just okay for some.
You know, basically we have access to our apples right now, but it's not a really workable program, so we don't ship there. You know, cherries, we're down to shipping, we used to ship 700,000 boxes every year, and now we're down to probably like 250,000, something on a good year, you know, 300,000 boxes, which is all great. But it's not that premium market that it was, you know, 20 years ago.
He says it's great to have Japan back in the family.
You know, Japan has always been one of the markets I get to cover. And so I love Japan, and, you know, it makes me happy. And hopefully this free trade agreement will have some downstream positive effects for the tree fruit growers of our state.
The deal with Japan should put U.S. farmers on equal footing with growers in Canada, Australia, and other Pacific Rim nations.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.